Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, the program that tries to give it to you, no frills, straight to the guts of it. Today's show, since, of course, it's getting warmer, we're thinking a little bit more about our health. The holidays are long gone. We're trying to lose a little weight and get in shape. And, of course, that chronic sprain, that chronic strain, that chronic cramp that knocks you off your bicycle seat. How to make them go away and never come back. That is today's show. This, of course, interests you. No one is exempt from this malady. Sprains, strains, and cramps. Why do you get them again and again and again? This is the topic of today's show. The ones that come and you never get them again, well, not really today's show. Acute injuries heal fast. They heal good. Generally, they never come back. But lots of us are locked into the chronic condition, meaning it keeps coming back. It hampers our workout regimen. It stops us from losing the weight we want to lose. Why? As always, a little education helps. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's not .com. If you're new to the show, this show I try to teach by pictures. Excuse me. I try to teach by pictures. So you got to go to the website if you can. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. Two T's. Picture number one. Take a peek at picture number one. Not a lot of pictures today, only 20. I don't need a lot of pictures. This show goes deep. It's so simple. No one should suffer from chronic muscular strain and sprain. No one. But you'll see why we do. Here's a picture. The muscle. Now that's a biceps, right? When you flex your biceps, you wear those short sleeve shirts to show off your biceps. You do those curls in the gym to pump up your biceps. The muscle is divided into three parts. The origin, you can see that at the top of the picture. The fibrous part, they're calling it fibrous. Why? That's the tendon. Won't labor this, just a brief review. To some of you, this is Greek. Well, that's why you stay in pain. It can't be Greek. The origin of the muscle is a tendon where the muscle meets the bone. Done deal. The insertion down on the other end, that is a tendon. It's where the muscle meets the bone. The middle of the muscle is called the belly of the muscle. That is easy. Go to the belly of your calf, the belly of your hamstring, the belly of your biceps muscle, the belly of your triceps muscle. Generally, the belly of the muscle is the middle of the muscle. And on either end are the tendons. Now, the definition of the strain is when you hurt, you injure either the origin, the insertion, or the belly of the muscle. A muscle strain, STR, as distinct from sprain, SPR. Strain means you hurt the muscle or the tendon. Okay? Simple. Sprain is a different animal. Where bones connect bones are ligaments. Where bones connect bones are ligaments. Simple picture of a ligament. Go to picture number five. Simple artistic rendition. Simple artistic rendition of the shoulder muscle, the famed rotator cuff muscles. And these rotator cuff muscles in this picture show what? You already know. They show a muscle. That's the red. Then where it says rotator cuff tear, they're showing you a what? A really, really bad what? Sprain or strain? It's a really bad strain. Strain. S-T. Why? Because that tendon, the rotator cuff is a tendon. It's where the muscle meets the bone, and that's what we call a tendon. It's that simple. Now, go up above. See that little bone sticking out? It looks like a pinky. It looks like somebody's pinky, that little bone just sticking out. That little bone's called the coracoid process. You don't need to know that. But do you see that the coracoid process is connected to the clavicle? It's connected to other bones through some other tissue. That tissue is the ligament. Ligaments connect bone to bone. Ligaments connect bone to bone. When you hurt a ligament, it's called a sprain. A ligamentous strain, you don't say. You don't say a ligamentous strain. You don't say I strained my ligaments. You say I sprained my ligament. Ligaments connect bone to bone. Tendons connect muscle to bone. Strains are tendons or muscles, and sprains are ligaments. Done deal. If you have to review that, of course you may, get to the website later on today or another day. Or wait until, unfortunately, you have a sprain or a strain. And remember, I did this, and go to the show and review. Because I will get you to the punchline quickly. I'm going to tell you stories of people that I've known that have had these simple things become chronic and then lived with them for years. I'm not kidding you. Years. That's ridiculous. Those doctors supervising that, well, I think they're part of the stupid club. Sorry. No one in any therapy should be incompetent at this. Now, it's up to you to do what the doctor says or the therapist says, but lots of people live with these things. I'm sure I'm talking to loads of people who have chronic muscular strain, meaning a tendon or a muscle that's always hurting. Or a sprain. Let's keep going. All right, so we've got sprains, we've got strains. Now, key point here. How bad did you hurt it? How bad did you hurt that muscle? Well, these are graded. Strains are graded, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Now, I didn't put pictures of this on this show. But depending on how badly you hurt or tear into that muscle. Look at picture number 3. Let's look at picture number 3. There it is. Muscular strain. Picture number 3. You got it. Muscular strain. Normal muscle, strained muscle, healed muscle. You have to understand this. It's imperative that you understand the dynamics of what we mean by a normal muscle, a strained muscle, and a healed muscle. But once you strain it, which is micro tears, you can hurt it a little, you can hurt it a little more, or you can tear it right through. So we grade, orthopedics grades strains and grades sprains. So when we say you've got a grade 1 muscular strain, that means you tore it a little bit. Micro tears. A grade 2 are bigger tears, and a grade 3 are big, big tears. By the time you're up to a grade 3, you could be in the zone of a surgical issue. And that's generally kind of easy for you to know because you're not moving. When you have a grade 3 tear in a muscle or a tendon or a ligament, generally you're on the operating table. If not, I'd suggest you try the prolotherapy. But that's not what the show is about, because that's too easy. Why do a show on what your common sense already dictates? But I'll tell you what this show is about. You see, lots of you have grade 1 and grade 2 strains and sprains, and you live with them. So, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. Normal muscle, strained muscle. What happens when you strain a muscle? Really important to understand. What happens when you strain a muscle or you strain a tendon? Thus, picture number 4. Take your time, relax, don't get a headache. Look at picture number 4. There you are. Pre-injury, injured, and healed. Do you see how the injured muscle heals? How does an injured muscle heal? How does a muscle or a tendon heal? Well, what happens is those muscle cells, they burst. They splatter. Their guts get strewn all over the floor. The immune system cells see it. Macrophages come in. They take a peeky peek and blow a whistle. And about 50 other martial artists come in and start stomping into the area you strained, grade one, grade two. That's what we call the inflammatory response. Now, that inflammatory response means a lot of things. I've done whole shows on this. And you got to understand this. So that inflammatory response begins, and the fibroblast, it's a single type of an immune system cell. It's one of the cellular warriors. It's got a special job. It comes in and it spins a spider web. Now, all of you know this spider web is scar tissue. So there you are out on the hockey field, on the basketball court. You're playing with your grandkids. You're gardening. You're doing whatever you're doing. And oops, you feel that rotten pain in a joint or close to a joint. And it's a year later, and you still have it. Well, what happened? You tore a little bit of muscle, a little bit of tendon. It's got spewed out. You started the inflammatory response, and yes, you're healing. You're on the mend. You're hoping to get back to your gardening. You're hoping to get back to house cleaning. You're hoping to get back to fixing the car. You're hoping to get back to playing and running around and keeping up with the grandkids. You're hoping to lose that weight this spring by getting back to the track, something you haven't done in 50 years. You're hoping to actually integrate back into the motion scene, surfing, and you can't. Because that strain, grade one, grade two, has become chronic in that once you lay down all that scar tissue becomes a rat's nest of goop. And it's not healthy tissue anymore. It's healed scar tissue. And you see, even in that little picture there, healed scar tissue there, you see a decreased range of motion? This is just common sense. Scar tissue forms to heal the injured tissue, leaving the muscle weaker and less flexible. Ta-da! So what do three-quarters of your physical therapists do? Post-traumatic scar, they strengthen the muscle. Didn't it just say less flexible? Yeah, stretch it a little bit, they say. When you have a chronic strain and you have years of scar tissue built up, you don't have range of motion anymore. And that means something huge. It feels pretty good. But it never goes away. Yes, I am talking to you. That tissue then has been deprived of blood. No blood, hypoxia, anaerobic metabolism, lactic acid buildup. The Chinese had a better word for it. They called it blood stasis. Now, you've heard me yell about that one before. Go to picture number 15. There it is, healthy blood circulation, moderate stagnation, severe stagnation. In the chronically sprained, chronically strained tissue, but we're talking strain now. In the chronically strained tissue, you have severe stagnation of blood. This is so common. This is so sacrosanct in, I think, more sophisticated medicines. Chinese medicine, Vedic medicine, Russian medicine. In other words, the scientists that the Russian government paid to train the athletes, those guys knew their stuff. They were sitting right there in Eurasia, taking Western science and Eastern techniques and blending them together, and then with no cost prohibitiveness, in other words, the Russian government, to beat the Americans, would lay down infinite amounts of capital. The Russians would spare no expense to beat us. And so they gave their scientists top dollar. So some passionate scientist with a doctorate in muscle physiology is funded by a government with unlimited funds. Of course, he would be executed if the Russians didn't win. But that aside, unlimited funding and China sitting right over there and the rest of deep Asia to learn the Chinese and gather the Chinese mechanisms. So these Eastern Europeans, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, those Eastern blocks of Europe and Russia, those scientists knew their stuff. We didn't. You see, we were given Wheaties. But you see, we're Americans, so it doesn't matter, right? Will goes a long way. But the point is, all of us have been raised in ignorance of what I'm talking about. And that's not the America we want, you see. We want to take from everybody. So understand, blood stasis, that word. Now I'm going to get it a little more involved. Picture 17. Zengutina. I probably just mauled that. I don't know how to say that. Blood stasis soak. This soak is appropriate for stage 2 or stage 3 sinew injuries. Yeah, stage 3, that's a mistake. All right, that's idiocy right there. Stage 3 means a tear. You have a stage 3 tear, you better be doing prolotherapy or see a surgeon. But they're talking really about stage 1 or stage 2. In other words, you've strained that tendon bad. There's inflammation and trapped blood. Thus, they have a blood stasis soak. Look at that. That's smart stuff. Alleviates pain, dispels blood stasis. Why? Because after you start scarring into the tissue, you trap the blood vessels. So the blood that wants to drain out can't. So you have gross venous stagnation. That's blood stasis. But you can't get any blood in. That's hypoxia. And we're going to give you a little ultrasound, a couple of exercises, and we're going to send you on your way. And you're going to strain it out 2 months later, and over 2 to 3 years, it's a mess, and you've been basically debilitated. So, that inflammatory response, let's go back here. Let's go all the way back up. Don't you just love this show? What a little nugget of information. Sprains, strains, and cramps. How to make them go away. Simple stuff, but you've got to understand it. So, picture number 4, there we are. Scar tissue into the semi-healed. Cross out healed. If it was healed, we wouldn't be doing the show. Yours is semi-healed. You get by, but you're never the same. Who wants that? That's depressing. That's depressing. You get by, but you're never the same. That's where your dreams fail to come true. We don't want that compromise. That healed tissue is not healed. It's semi-healed. There's a buildup of scar tissue, a decrease in the range of motion, and blood stasis. Okay, you've got scars, and you've got blood stasis, and you've got lack of oxygen. And you've got decreased range of motion. What do you think that means? It means that the ankle you're stepping on, it means the shoulder you're using, it means the knee you're using, it means the calf muscle, the thigh muscle, the hamstring muscle, the butt muscle, the low back muscle, the low back muscle, the upper cervical muscle, it means the pec muscle, all those muscles, because there's a decrease of motion, you are no longer aligned. Your alignment is gone. Your alignment is gone. So you're going to nod your head and say, yes, that makes sense. Good. But you see, to heal a chronically strained injury, you have to know what center is. Center. If you don't know what center is before you have the injury, your goose is cooked. Not going to happen. Because what you're taken away from is your natural alignment. And if you're not sensitized to it from the beginning through an injury and a healing, you'll never get there. There has to be built into your therapy, built into your healing, once it's chronic. So I'm not talking about I sprained my ankle and 4 months or 3 months or 2 months later, I'm doing sprints again and I've never done it again. I'm talking about many of you who heard it once, and once to twice a year you heard it, and you basically are deprived henceforth of that thing that you love to do because you've always got to be careful. Skiing, cross-country skiing, speed skiing, rollerblading, roller skating, surfing. You've become an immobilized couch potato. a gentle walk around the park, you know, where you burn like one calorie. You see those people all the time. They read something in the wrong magazine. You see them all the time, holding hands, smiling, a gentle stroll. That's their version of exercise. Great to be in love at 60 or 70 and do that. No problem with it. But these people think they're doing something for their health. Well, they are. It's better than lying on a couch. But honestly, it doesn't cut it. It does not cut it. And that's what a lot of people get relegated to. So your alignment. Go to picture number 6. Not a bad picture. A skeleton with a green pole shoved in between him. Not a bad picture. That's showing what we call your plumb line or your gravity line. That is where and how your body should disperse its weight. I'll spare you the imbalanced posture. You can just imagine it. Here's a little peek. I'll just throw this head at you. You've seen this head before. You've seen this head before. Let's see if I even got it on there. Yeah, there we go. Picture number 12. Look at that head in picture number 12. Bad. Very bad. That's most of us. On the extreme right, that's you after 70, that's you after 50, and that's you on your wedding day. How are you supposed to cure your ankle when your head is like that? Well, I didn't hurt my head, I hurt my ankle. We're just going to focus on the ankle here, the ankle strain that doesn't go away. Forget about the head. See, you're not getting the point. Let's go back to picture number 6. Look at that plumb line there. Look at that plumb line. Picture number 6. You see that? Now imagine that other picture I just showed you. Don't blow it up, but picture number 12. After you hurt yourself, you've got to be picture number 6. Or some reasonable facsimile of it. Because what happens, now you got to get this, what happens when you strain a joint, an angle? Your whole body cringes. Didn't we say the muscle shortens? Its range of motion is decreased? You do what we call muscle guarding. Oh, at the injured site we muscle guard? No. It's not the injured site that we muscle guard. We muscle guard the whole body. When you get injured, shoulder, neck, low back, buttocks, knee, ankle, foot, the whole body goes into a cringe. Think about it. The guy that falls down the stairs or gets tackled in a football game or hurts himself playing basketball or lifts something, blows out his back, falls to the floor. That's not your whole body. That is your whole body. So your whole body has lost what they're trying to display in picture number 6. That's neat, isn't it? You don't think of it that way, but that's what happens. Then where do you go? To the physical therapist, to the chiropractor. And how do they want to be paid? Any way they can. That's the way the system works. So you don't pay them cash. You give them insurance. They want cash. But you have your insurance. Or you want to give them insurance. Whatever it is, somebody gets in the way of treating the whole body when you hurt or injure. Grade 1, grade 2, sprain or strain, a localized area. Someone gets in the way of the whole body concept. Why? Here's the rotten truth. No one wants to pay for the whole body. If you're that person in picture number 12, if you're 60 or 70 years old and you're in picture number 12 and you've got anterior head carriage like the middle or person to the right, 32 to 42 pounds, if that's you and you hurt your ankle and it's chronic, guess what? You got to fix your head. It's ridiculous. One of the reasons it's gone chronic, one of the reasons it hasn't healed is because your entire osseous alignment, bony alignment is off. But you see, that's counterintuitive. It's like I said, this show would be not about what you know. It's about what you don't know, and it's about how you don't think. Who wants to pay to straighten out their neck or their thoracics when, in fact, your ankle's screaming? If the ankle's what's injured, fix the ankle. That's American. find it, isolate it, dissect it, and shoot it. It's the way we think. Yes, that's the way we think. And that's not the way it is. Try selling that one to the insurance companies. This is why insurance companies, if you're fortunate enough to have your plan cover any of this chiropractic, acupuncture, this, that, all these types of therapies, physical therapy, so on and so forth, this is why your doctors, your therapists, are going to be very localized to the site, because no one's going to pay them to go outside the site. And yet, what's the reality? This shows the reality, let me tell you. Stay uncompromising in your desire to see a healing, a complete healing, not caring too much about what people think, especially your clients, because they hate to hear they've got to fix the whole body to fix a chronic ankle. I say tough, because it is tough, because what's the options? The options are you haven't moved in 20 to 30 years. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. We will get to the bottom of the problem. We will forge a different model of medicine. We will take science and lay it out and allow it to be mystical when it needs to be mystical. And not be afraid to say that there's God and science. The two never should have been separated. Never. They were, have been, and you have suffered gravely because of it. Okay, alignment. Just take a peek at the psoas muscle. There, picture 10. The guy on the left is you. The guy on the right is you. Except you're separated by 50 years. You on the right is the wedding day high school football coach, when you could sprint 100 in less than 10. The guy on the left is you 20 years later with 2 to 3 kids, lots of worries, aches, pains, strains, a couple of collapsed businesses along the way, maybe a bankruptcy, maybe a bad marriage, this, that, the other thing. You don't care. And yet, deep down inside lives that part of you that wants to get back on the track again. But your knee hurts. So go fix the knee. You get my point. That psoas muscle, look at picture number 9. That psoas muscle is huge in its significance. Huge in its significance. It owns your ankle. It owns your knee. It owns your neck. It owns your low back. It owns any part of you that's injured. It will rate limit. But you didn't hurt your psoas. But you don't have pain around your low back. So it can't be the psoas. This doesn't make any sense, you say. Well, that's why you listen to this show, to get educated. Just because you don't feel it where it is doesn't mean that it's not in the background rate limiting. So I'll use a terminology now, rate limiting the therapies that should work if locally applied. The reason local therapy doesn't work, I hurt my ankle. I went to the surgeon. He said I don't need surgery. He sent me to physical therapy. I went to physical therapy. They did exercises, ultrasound, interferential, a little stretching. It still hurts. I'm in pain. I went to the chiropractor. The chiropractor adjusted my ankle, gave me some hot packs, gave me a massage, told me to come back 3 times a week. It's been 6 months. My ankle, my neck, my elbow, my shoulder still hurts. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. That's you. What's going on? The local therapy didn't work because the backup issues, rate limited, they stopped. A good therapist, your chiropractor is a good chiropractor. Your physical therapist is a good physical therapist. Your massage therapist is a good massage therapist. Your acupuncturist is a good acupuncturist. Your orthopedic surgeon is a good orthopedic surgeon. Everybody's good, but what? But their local therapy won't work because there are behind-the-scene problems that are limiting their ability to fix you. If you understood what I just said, light a cigar. Or get on the show, the website, straighttalk.cc, and say, yes, Medici, I understand. That sounds like me. Okay? Tell me you understand. Inspire me. You should inspire me. Well, you do inspire me. But not in the way I'm talking about right now. I want to know the light just went on in your head. If you want the light to go on even brighter, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. You've got the chronic sprains and strains and aches and pains and ups and downs and ins and outs. You're spinning around in circles. You need a headhunter. That's the number. 714-850-1007. Engage therapy. Engage it. Root cause level. Not the mumbo jumbo, because it doesn't work. Believe me, I'd be doing it if it worked. So, you injured the site. You got a grade 1 or a grade 2. You've got the post-inflammatory syndrome, tons of scar tissue. Your bony alignment is off. Blood's not leaving, so it's trapped and it's severely stagnant. Blood's not coming in, so it's hypoxic. Hypoxia, meaning lack of oxygen, forces the cell to go into an anaerobic metabolism, meaning a without oxygen metabolism. Now, you out there, you know a without oxygen metabolism means what? It means that you're going to make lactic acid. Muscles use oxygen and glucose to make ATP, and they contract, and then hopefully the byproducts drain away. Well, if you can't get the oxygen in, then the muscle says, hey, I got to contract because you're telling me to run up the hill. That's bad for me. And it's going to be bad for you if you keel over and you can't move. So I've got to do something. So what it does, it goes into a oxygen-deprived muscular metabolism. But there's a cost for that. It's called lactic acid. The byproduct of it is lactic acid. That acid builds up, and that's why you ache and you strain and you sore and it hurts and you feel like you can't move the next day, so on and so forth. Right? A good workout, a really good workout, when your coach is angry at you and he wants to kill you so you can go out and kill somebody the next day on the football field, because that's what we like to do to win. Well, you're going to work out till you have a lot of lactic acid in your body and you can't move your body. Okay. So that lactic acid now is stuck in trapped blood. Wow. Now there's a formula for disaster. The post-inflammatory state traps the blood. The blood doesn't allow the poisons like lactic acid to drain. So you know what the lactic acid does? I remember I asked a biochem teacher about this. That was the last time she talked to me for the whole semester. Just walked away like I was the invisible man. One question the whole semester. Yeah, because I was asking her to think. What does lactic acid do? It's soluble in the intercellular environment. What does it do if it sits there? What does it do if the pH is in there because it's anoxic? Begin to drop and go acidic. It crystallizes. You've got crystalline granules of lactic acid. You've got lactic acid granules now in the muscle. You know those crunchies? Those crunchies in the joint? Guess what? Crystalline lactic acid. Not to mention every other calcific precipitate that occurs in this space once you've chronically strained. I guess we're talking mostly strains today. I'll try to fit the ligament thing in. But you got way more strains than anything. We're going to get to cramps. We've got lots of time today. We're going to get to cramps. So stay tuned. We're going to get to cramps. Right now, lactic acid crystallization. That's what you are. You're misaligned, blood thick, coagulated mass of lactic acid granule, screaming and eternally erupting those nerve endings so that every time you move, a message goes to your brain that your brain thinks means don't move, because those nociceptors, those pain receptors bathing in the acids of trapped blood, lactic acid granulations, are just taking in all that sewer that you call your knee or your ankle. All right. That's the scenario. Okay, so what do we do about it? Well, essentially, first thing to understand, you have to integrate healing. You have to do four things. You have to cross fiber out the scar. Forget ultrasound. Forget these creams. Forget all these ways to do it. They may help. They're going to help. But in the end, someone's got to dig their hands in there and cross fiber out the tissue. That's one thing you got to do. Now, I didn't say when to do it. I didn't say how to do it. I said that's one thing you got to do. The second thing you got to do is lengthen the tissue to shift your alignment. Now, I'm saying this to you guys. There isn't one word I'm wasting here. So I just said, you've got to lengthen the tissue, stretch it, until you feel a weight shift. If you don't know what I'm talking about in your shoulder, in your elbow, in your wrist, in your knee, in your ankle, in your low back, in your neck, between your shoulder blades, if you don't understand what it is to get a weight shift off a stretch, you're not going to fix this. That's number two. Number three, you have to feed and strengthen the muscle. You have to feed it meat and fat, good food. You have to make sure that the nutrients you're bringing in, that's a whole other subject, that isn't worth going into. Because most people, unless you like to starve yourself to death, unless you're making the mistake, in your case, of being an uneducated vegetarian, meaning your diet is so protein deficient that your muscle can't grab enough amino acid and enough fatty acid to mobilize a healing. Unless that's you, generally most people eat enough. They may eat the wrong foods, but I'm not talking about that. So you've got to nourish yourself. How many people live in cachexia, meaning how many people do not eat enough protein? How much protein? Go look it up. Don't bug me with this data stuff. What is it, 2.2? It's a couple of grams per kilogram. Go look it up. 80, 90 grams of protein. Don't argue 20 grams either way. It's not the point. The point is, a lot of people are starving. Yeah, you know them. There's no muscle on them. They can't gain any weight. They don't really eat. They don't even get in 1,000 calories a day. Skinny women. Skinny women over the age of 60. Vegans who are undernourished. So I'm not knocking veganism. I'm simply saying vegans are vegetarians who just don't do it right, and they are literally undernourished. So you've got to cross fiber it. You've got to stretch it till you get center, meaning you get a weight shift. You've got to make sure that you eat enough to build tissue. In other words, you've got to be anabolic, not catabolic. Somebody that's not capable of gaining a pound. Somebody that doesn't sleep. Somebody that's grossly deficient. They're what? They're anemic. They're fatty acid deprived. They're just not thriving. They can't heal anything. Forget the joint that hurts. They're just not healthy. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying to you. You know the type. They're not thriving. We say this person is unfortunately in a state of catabolism. They're breaking down. How, if your whole body is breaking down, do you expect to heal a specific area? You don't, and you can't, and you won't. When a person that's 80 years old has an injury that doesn't heal, whether it be a tooth or a joint, the cause of that problem is at 80, they've broken down too much to heal anything. So we put a local therapy on a joint and then sit there and everyone wonders why it won't heal. It won't heal because their body is in breakdown phase. So that's a third consideration. Are you anabolic or catabolic? If you're catabolic, forget the joint. If you're breaking down, forget healing the joint. You know what you do? You say, I'm giving 6 months to my body, and then I'm going to apply it to my joint. Now, that bit of information is worth the whole show. Right there, you've isolated cure just by shifting perception, perspective, for lots and lots and lots of people. In a nutshell, if you've got a strained sprain of a joint, you've had therapy, and you've been around the block, and it hasn't healed, but you're not healthy, I don't care who does what to that joint. You're breaking down. That joint will not get in line. So you've got an anabolic, catabolic concern here. You've got to stretch to get center, if you even know what that means. Again, guys, if you don't, I gave you 192 shows. Go listen to the shows. Anything I've done on exercise, joint pain, back pain, neck pain, there's about 10 shows on there. Get the subscription and listen to the shows and think about things. You'll put it together. So, cross fiber, lengthen to shift your body weight. You've got to be in a healing state. Next consideration, to heal that joint. You've got to get to the point where you feel a warm feeling move through the joint. When you stretch that injured joint, it's got to stretch enough to shift your alignment. It's got to stretch enough so that when you're left doing the stretch, you feel circulation into the joint. If you haven't got the circulation going into the joint after you stretch it, after you cross fiber it, after you feel like your weight shifts, you're not done. It means the tissue will not regenerate, because unless you get that warm blood flow into through the scarred tissue, you're not going to remove the garbage. The grade 3 collagen will not become grade 1 collagen. You will not remodel the tissue back to the original tissue. So the tissue will not heal fully, and you will tear it up again. Now, if you just do those things, you're pretty much ahead of the game. And for one reason or another, for any one of those four reasons, you've got 90% of the reason people do not heal a grade 1 or grade 2 sprain, and it becomes strain, and it becomes chronic. Now, let me just say about 5 minutes here on cramps. People get cramps all the time. Two reasons. Number one, you are not flexible. I'm just going to take the calf muscle. That's really the calf muscle. If you get cramps in the calf regularly, or the foot regularly, do this. Put on a running sneaker, go outside, put your toes up, the ball of your feet up on the curb with your heel on the street. You got it? Don't do this on the stairs. Don't do this in bare feet. Do exactly what I said, please. Put on a running sneaker with lots of grip underneath it. Go find a curb, a cement curb. Put the tips of your sneaker, really approaching the balls of your feet, up on that curb, and leave your heel dug into the street, and then bend forward. And I guarantee you, those of you who get cramps in the calf are going to be screaming, let alone put both feet in that position and then bend forward and try to touch your toes. Better yet, put both feet in that position and then palm the floor, palm the curb. Go ahead, try that. No, don't try that, because you'll hurt yourself. But any simulation of what I just described, again, you're doing a calf stretch. You're bending forward, and you're stretching your calf even more. You know what you're going to find out if you're getting cramps in the calves at night? You're going to find out you have no flexibility in that calf. I get cramps, I'm cramping. The nutrition people are so hung up on this stupid magnesium thing. They are so hung up on this because it makes them feel better. I know, I understand. I'll suggest you do a magnesium glycinate. better yet, a magnesium cream into that calf or into that shoulder, so on and so forth. But that's really not the problem. If that fixed it, you wouldn't be looking and taking magnesium all the time. Why is it every time you go to bed at night, you get the cramp? Kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? You're not moving it, so why should it cramp? Aren't cramps, you move it and it cramps? But you're asleep, you're not moving, so why should you have the cramp? But that's when you always have the cramp. You sit there trying to figure this out. Go out and stretch. It's that simple. But of course, that's far too simple. It's not complicated enough. So you got to get that one. Most of your problem, most of the problems you encounter with your cramps occur because you are not flexible. The calf is the famous one. Now, what is it about the calf particularly? Well, the calf is a big, fat, blood-filled muscle that loves, because it's blood-filled, to suffer from what? Stasis of blood. Stasis of blood. That's why so many of our pulmonary embolisms, blood clots, begin deep in the veins of the calf. Venous thrombosis of the gastroc muscle and the soleus. That's where you get your ultrasound. Doctors know if you've got a history of stroke in the family, even with that Coumadin and Warfarin and the rest of it, that calf muscle is a big, fat sump pump for trapped blood. And what happens when we trap blood? What happens when we trap blood is the tissue gets anoxic. It gets filled with acids. It gets filled with things that shrink, shrivel the tissue. And then all you have to do is contract it a little, and it goes into a spasm. Now, when you're walking all day, believe it or not, even though you don't know it, when you're walking and moving, you're stretching. Even if you never stretch, when you walk and you move, you stretch. But when you're asleep 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, the only stretch you get is when you get up to go to the bathroom, because your nighttime sleep routine is interrupted by urination. That aside, over a 6 or 8 hour period, you're not moving the muscle, which thickens the blood. And if the muscle's very tight and not stretched, and the blood is very thick, it can't stand 6 to 8 hours of immobility, and so it cramps in the middle of the night, and you wake up screaming. And everybody screams for magnesium or potassium. Now, I'm not saying these things are bad, but I'm saying it doesn't fix it, does it? Again, just try this. Go to the curb with sneakers, put your feet up, your toes up on the curb, better yet, the balls of your feet, but keep your heels into the street on the ground there. So you're at this like triangle position. And then bend forward a little, and you'll see the belly of your calf will scream. Behind the knee, it will scream. Your Achilles tendon, the bottom of your foot, will scream. Something will tell you you are not flexible. Now put your second foot up, bend forward. Try to pull that one off, then palm the floor that way. And you'll see how terribly spastic that calf has become. Now there's a simple, very, very inexpensive, relatively safe, unless really you're just a little klutzy. You're not going to hurt yourself doing that intelligently. Do it under supervision. Do it under your doctor's supervision. Get flexible in those areas. It's the first way to get rid of the cramp. Now, when you're adrenally compromised, when your cortisol is high, yes, all these things are true. When you don't sleep, when your stress is high, your adrenal cortex shoots your levels of cortisol way up. And what cortisol is an electrolyte pump. In other words, when your cortisol goes up, you dump your potassium, you dump your magnesium into your urine. And that's a nutritional thing that counts. When you're under stress, when you don't sleep, you see, you know, you say this to people sometimes, you're under stress, and they go, I don't feel any stress. And you say, how many times a night do you get up to urinate? They go, 4. And they say, but I go right back to bed. You got to remember, people walk around like this. A lot of people, if they get by, they can be in a coma 60 hours a week, and they're fine. But this is why they have cramps forever. They're just not sensitized to the amount of stress, and maybe that's better. But the problem is they're looking for a solution to these cramps. And they're playing around with magnesium and magnesium glycinate and magnesium creams and all these different solutions when they've got to fix the adrenals, which means they've got to fix their sleep. So if you simply look on the basis of cramps as balancing the adrenals, meaning finding the cause of the adrenal overload, what are your stresses? Do something about them. And getting flexible into those points. And 90% of you will not know a cramp for the rest of your life. And it's that simple. Cramps are simple. But nobody wants to look at the simple solutions. We're looking for magnesium glycinate for our cramps or potassium. And we're addicted to doing that forever. That's all I want to say on cramps, because that's all there really is to say about cramps. Cramps are not rocket science. If you've had a chronic cramp and you want to do one more thing, go pay a massage therapist after you get more flexible to dig their fingers into that cramp and take out what? The bad blood. Or go pay somebody to cup it in acupuncture or wash up. There are various things you can do to take out the toxic blood in a cramp, especially a calf. Put the castor oil on with the eucalyptus oil and have somebody grind it out. Grind it out yourself. Pay somebody to grind it out. You can get in there deep where it hurts. Yeah, it's going to hurt. It will hurt because you have to get to where the muscle meets the bone when you dig out a cramp. But guess what? You have to get to where the muscle meets the bone. Show 111 I did on peeling the muscles off the bone. Cross-fibering the muscle off the bone. Why? Go to picture 13. Go to picture 13. So you're trying to cross-fiber all of that fascia off the bone. You've got to get deep in a cross-fiber stroke, and you've got to lengthen that tissue. You have to lengthen that tissue so you can get in deep, and you've got to know how to finesse your edge. That's for your therapist to do. When you've had a chronic strain for a number of years, sooner or later, somebody's got to get in there and cross-fiber across that joint. And it hurts a bit. But it hurts, and then you feel this infusion of blood into the area. As you lengthen the area, as you realign the area. See that? Now, there's the music. I just gave you the music. Larry mows his lawn. Larry does his gardening. Larry's 60 years old. Larry's shoulder blows out. His knee blows out. Larry's been that way 5 years. Larry's been to the chiropractor. He's been to the PT. He's been to the massage therapist. He's been to the orthopedic person. He's been to the physical therapist. He's tried his self-cures. He's done all the nutritional cures. Larry's life has changed. If that's you, all you need to understand is that guy, Larry, has to lengthen the muscles, the entire musculature of his body, all of it, until he's flexible enough to feel what it is to shift his weight. So he kind of like dissipates his weight like picture number six. How long does that take? 4 months, 6 months. It takes you a while to stretch and get flexible. After you're about 25-50% more flexible over 6 months, somebody's got to get in there and cross fiber that spot as well as the whole body. But now you can be local because you've lengthened the tissue enough to cross fiber. Now, who does that? Pay somebody. Cross fiber friction massage to go deep because you've built up that scar, and that scar is not going to let go until you what? Get it cross-fibered. How do you know how long, how much? How do you know if it's efficient? How do you measure the efficacy of what you're paying for? Because if the cross-fiber is done right, and if you're ready to receive the cross-fiber, you'll get warmth or circulation into that tissue. You'll get warmth or circulation into that tissue. Whereupon you have to stretch more until what? You feel your body align. You have to have the physical sensation of a weight shift whether the shoulder feels like it's in a different place, whether the hands feel weightless, whether the low back, the buttocks, the knee, the ankle, the foot are holding the weight differently, more like the guy in picture number 6 than picture 10 or 12. And that's a physical experience that you can have, that you should have, that you must have. And if you have that, and you stretch more, and you cross fiber more, you will be reborn in that chronically deranged joint. At which point, tandem to that, you have to strengthen your muscles with a little more focus on that joint. Not just stretch, not just realign, but you got to beef it up a little bit, especially if you're what? Cachexic. So if you're listening to what I just suggested in the last 5 minutes, kind of like the summary, and you're cachexic, your body's not healing, you're not sleeping, you're protein starved, you're bleeding out every month bad, you're anemic really bad, you're essential fatty acid deficient really bad, your insulin's high, you're just not standing there with any oomph behind you, there's no meat on the bone, some point or other, you've got to move towards a more anabolic existence. In other words, that muscle has to get thicker and a little more muscular. You got to put on about 5-7 pounds of muscle. And there it is. I just did it for you. That is the symphony of healing a chronic strain and a muscle cramp. And a sprain, there's differences, but pretty much the same thing. Alignment becomes radically vital when you have a sprain. Because ligament connects bone to bone, and if those bones really don't move into a more biomechanically optimal position, you won't heal. But you got it. I said it. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're confused, lost, dejected, depressed about musculoskeletal that you can't figure out, give us a call down here. I will set you straight. God bless you. Have a great week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.